Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. This week, Earplay presents Wings by Arthur Copit. Copit is the author of Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and I'm Feeling So Sad, for which he received the Outer Circle Award and the Vernon Rice Award. In the spring of 1968, his best-known play, Indians, was produced by the Royal Shakespeare Company in London and subsequently at the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. and on Broadway. It has since been filmed by Robert Altman as Buffalo Bill and the Indians. Earplay commissioned Copit to write an original play for radio. Wings by Arthur Copit.
Images with birds of this rave that police never seen this kind of thing before. Where am I?
Okay.
How'd I get here?
We're not hurting
ourselves. Something has befallen me.
My leg.
What's my name?
Feels wet arms. With two bellies, same chin, knows everything.
Where are they taking me?
In front of me, same sticky.
Doors. My many doors.
Have fallen, cannot move at all, sky
gliding.
Dark cannot
feel as if I'm gliding. Feels cool, nice. Yes, this is the life, all right.
My plane!
What has happened to my plane?
I have crashed.
Too many doors.
She is hidden in. She is. She thinks she's fresh.
scared. Oh, my God.
Mrs. Stilton, do you have any idea? Why take the
What's my name?
All round faces of which nothing known, no sense ever, all wiped out blank.
Quite like eyesight, think, saw it once flying over something, someplace.
All was white sky and sea clouds, ice almost crashed. Couldn't tell where I was, going right side up, topsy-turvy, under, over. I was flying, actually, if I can, I do, yes, do recall. Upside down, can't believe it, almost scraped my head upon the water. I couldn't tell which way was up, wasn't even dizzy. Strange things happened to me that day.
What's my name?
I don't know my name.
Where's my arm? I don't have an arm. What's an arm? A, B, A, B, C, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, D, E, 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, what? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 2, 3, 5, 7. Ah, better, yes, no problem. I'm okay, soon be out, soon be over, storm. Will pass, I'm sure, always has. Help.
Mrs. Stilton? Mrs. Stilton? It's possible she can hear, but she may not be able to respond. Mrs. Stilton?
Still, sun?
Call me if there's
anything. Moon, two, or three times happened, maybe. Blubbage, rubbage, wind stuff and down, a third did, four did me. Nothing dare try again. Window. Up and heard, known them, know I know them. Once upon a... Birds, that's it. Better, getting better. Soon be out of here. Out of where? Dark space, vast up in I am, or so it seems, feels. Nothing much to go on, really. Once. Lost it. No, here, back. Thanks, work fast now. Yes, empty, vast reach of space. Desert, think they called it. Come back to that anyhow. Down I something what... Fell, yes, while dead stick, dead of night, thought the stars were airport lights. Upside down was I, what a way to go, felt embarrassed, really glad no one saw me. Anyhow, tubbish blaxed and wrinkled, I commenced, where's it gone? Somewhere I flubbished, please come back quackly, quickly, sickly, quickly. Thank you, anyhow. There I was, crawling like a rop, like a what? Flop up, what pop? That's the way I felt the sand, still can feel it, actually. Hear the wind all alone, somehow wasn't scared. Why a mystery? Vast dark track of space. We've all got to die, that I know. Anyhow, then day came as I'd hoped it would. Light came with it, so with this you'd think you'd expect. Just hold on. They will find me. It occurs to me that I am not alone. How long have I been here? And wrapped in dark. I can remember nothing. What a strange adventure. Perhaps the pork shop fleetish, yes. Of course I'd, if present, no doubt, call us in or maul us out as we did, I think, in the service was it. Yes, good old times. Oh, what my son's name was, cannot for the life of me. Yet face gleams, smiles when I tell what I did to what his name was. Cannot see it pleasant here anyway. Palms now ocean, sea breeze. Floating up, I go swoop down with me. At least I think it's me. Yes. Out there, walking, not holding, even, yes, danger ever present, how I loved it, loved it. Still, no doubt, we'll again hear them cheering, wish to walk away to some place like Romania. Nothing, of course, beyond that, yet one, too, came before the yeast rose, bubbled, and my chute didn't open properly. Still, for a girl, did wonders getting down, and it was Charles. No, Charlie. Who is Charlie? Seen him facing, gleaming, smiling as they tell him who I is. Stop, old cut. Stop your weight. Stop, cut. Stop, come out. Break out. Light. Seem it coming in. Crack. Just a crack. Get out. Get ready, heart. Can I? Yes. Feel it pounding light. I see it. Lids, I think they call them. Come back to that. Anyhow, here it is. New. I should be patient. Should be what? Come back to that. Here it is. Amen. Not religious. Still can't hurt. Here it is. Here it comes. Lids rising of their own accord. Cannot stop it. Something underway. About to see. I think, I hope, would expect. So going slowly, just a knife slit opening of light, but getting bigger, getting larger. I can almost see the place I'm in. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now I see. Mm-hmm. Now I understand. Mm-hmm. They've got me. Oh, my God.
Mrs. Stilton, can you open up your eyes?
Don't know how.
Mrs. Stilton, you just opened up your eyes. We saw you. Can you open them again? Mrs. Stilton.
My name, then. Mrs. Stilton. My name, then, Mrs. Howard? The room that I am in is large, square. What does large mean? Means, oh, come back for that. The way I'm turned, I can see a window. When I'm on my back, the window isn't there.
Mrs. Stilton, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mrs. Stilton, can you hear me?
Yes, I said yes. What's wrong with you?
Mrs. Stilton, if you can hear us, nod your head.
All right, if that's how you want to play it. There. Nodded.
Mrs. Stilton, if you can hear us, nod your head.
Oh, my God. This is grotesque.
If you know it's here, will you?
What?
That's all right.
Can you tell me your name?
When you stick out your tongue.
Mm-hmm. What day did
you feel this? Can you feel it? Stick your arm up there.
Hold the door open.
Stick it with the pencil.
Can you tell me your name?
Now, close your eyes.
How it came to pass that I was captured. Hard to say, really. I'll come back to that. The room that I've been put in this time is quite large, square. What does large mean? Two reasons why it's hard for me to turn. One, I'm missing half my arms and legs. Yes, it's true. Very weird, I know. Two, they've strapped me down. Three, the tubes get in the way. Something wrong there. Four reasons why it's hard for me to... This is not a hospital, of course, and I know it. What it is a farmhouse made up to look like a hospital. Why? I'll come back to that.
Oh, wondered if you'd like some pudding.
No.
Good. Well, then, here it is.
What the hell's she doing?
Come on, open up. Don't you want it?
No.
Well, then, open up. Can't eat if your mouth isn't shut.
Here's what happened then, near as I can figure. I was in my plane and crashed. Not unusual, still in all, not too common.
Neither is it very grub. Plexit, rather, or I'd say propopic. Well, that's that. Jungle ball. Anyhow, to resume what I had for lunch? That's not it. Good books I have read. Good what? Done what? What is going on? What? Do the busy here. Get inside this rubbish all around. Let the want to do some yes off for it above some in locker room. Whoosh! What with Nanny got it in, crushing inside out, so what's it, watch it. Funnel vortex sucking into backlats, watch it get out. Lost in, caught in, spinning right. Grab, grop it, help. Whoosh! Cannot stop it on its own, has me where it wants, what. Plane. Ah, oh, see it. Thanks. Okay. On to back we were, and here it is. Slow down. Easy now. Captured. After crashing. That is what we said or was about to think it so, cannot tell for sure. Slow. It's slow. But okay, here we go. Captured after crashing by the enemy and brought here to this farm, masquerading as a hospital. Why? For I would say offhand information. Of what sort, though hard to tell? For example, questions such as, see if it remembers. Yes. Good. Here it comes. Questions such as, can I raise my finger? Who's the president? How many nickels in a rhyme? Questions such as these? To what use can they be to the enemy? Hard to tell from here. From within, I mean. Nonetheless, I would say must be other information I possess that they want. Well, won't give it. I'll escape. Strange things happen to me. That is true. Good thing I'm all right. Must be in Romania. Just a hunch, of course. Shh, 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 shh. Someone's coming. Shut my eyes. Don't know how. Good. There they go. Thank you.
Mrs. Stilson, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you some questions. Some will be easy, some will be hard. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, I'd say. Oh, well, yes, that's the reason. That's where the rub is.
Good, okay. Now, where were you born?
Never, not at all. Here the match rumbles up. You know, and rat flames, fires, I keep careful always.
Right,
so that...
right. Where were you born?
Well, now, that's a good thing. Knowing you should, of course, wouldn't call it such as I did. And injurations or opprobrium, could it? No, not really. Second.
Mrs. Stilson, can you cough?
Somewhat.
Well, would you show me how you cough?
Well, now, not so easy. What you promptly is to put these bushes open and...
No, Mrs. Stilson, I'm sorry. I would like to hear you cough.
Oh.
Thank you. Mrs. Stilson, are there 7 days in a week?
Seven, yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there 5 days in a week?
No.
Mm-hmm. Can a stone float on water?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Stilson, now I have some objects here. Put them out on the desk here. You see them? All right. Could you point to the toothbrush? No, that's not the toothbrush. Could you point to the toothbrush? Mrs. Stilson, here. Take this object in your hand. Take it in your hand. Reach out. All right. Do you know what that object is?
Boom.
Right. Very good. Could you show me what you do with it? No, no, don't pick it up. Pretend you have it in your hand. Pretend to show me what you do with it. Now, what would you do with it, Mrs. Stilson? Pretend to show me what you do with it. Pretend you have it in your hand. Mrs. Stilson, what is the name of the object you are looking at?
Oh, it's wumbly and not at all rigged or tuned like we might have Punter or Turing to work with. I don't know.
Pick it up.
Rum, rich, brush, bridge.
Show me what you do with it. Very good.
Dark now again, out the window on my side, lying all alone here. I'm scared.
Ah, come in. I see you're walking now. That's a good sign. Let's see, 2 months. That's very good. Close the door, would you? Now, please sit down. Yes, that's it. Mrs. Stilson, can you tell me why you're here?
Well, now, I should come eat, or somebody's out.
Mrs. Stilson, would you like to know why you're here? I mean, really, why you're here?
Mm. I don't trust her. Don't trust anyone. Must get word out, send a message where I am. Like a wall between me and the others, no one ever gets it right. Even though I tell them right, they're playing tricks on me. Two sides, both, not my friends. Goes in, goes out too fast. Hurts. Do the busy. I'm all right. I talk right. Why acting all these others like I don't? Aren't I all right? What's she marking? What's she writing? I'll then go to madness soon.
Yellow gypsy baby. Oh, my, don't we look pretty tonight?
Yesterday my children came. Or anyway, I was told they were my children. Was it yesterday? Never saw them before in my life.
Mrs. Wilson, I have in front of me some common objects. No, don't touch them.
Time has become peculiar, having no knowing of how much long it's been since my capturation.
Can you tell us what this thing is?
They still pretend they do not understand me. I believe they may be mad. No, they're not mad. I am mad. Today I heard it. Everything I speak is wrong. Something has been done to me. And it is frightened.
Mrs. Stilson, would you repeat this phrase? We live across the street from the school.
Nine of cats in the fourth array. Are the tested parts of the romances?
Baby, no make much more.
Oh, my God. Dance again.
Here we go. Open. Open wide. That's a baby. Yes. Oh, dear, dribble, dribble.
Get out! Get out!
Oh, my God!
Take this shit away! Get your hands off of me! Out! Get out! Get out! Out! Get out! Get out! Get out of here! Out! Out! Get out! Bloody please, no!
Mommy! Help me, Rob! Please!
That thin dangling, thin hand, I think, feel Amy's hand on my, what, something, shoulders, shoulders. Yes, she smiles. Yes, it can trust her. Must let her know.
Mrs. Stilson?
Hmm?
You have had what's called a stroke. The thing is,
yes,
I can't make it feel it like it is.
I understand.
The words, they go in some lines and then out they go. I can't stop them here. Inside, I make maybe blubbish to the
Emily,
Emily,
Emily, did you hear what you just said?
What?
You must listen to what you're saying. Can you remember anything about your life before the accident?
Sometimes, some days. It goes better if I see a thing or smell it. Remembers me back, you see, and I see things that maybe they were me and maybe they were just some thing, you know, that happens in the night when you have your things closed, eyes.
A dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your son is bringing a picture of you when you were younger. We thought you might like that. You used to fly, didn't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. I walked out. I walked out on wings,
sitting here on my bed where I can close my eyes, shut out all that I can't do with, hearing my own talking, others' names that used to just be there when I wanted them now or somewhere else, no control. Close my eyes then. Go to. Here I go. No one talks here. Images coming. I see. Here it feels better this way. Here's how it goes. This time, I'm still in the middle. Stilson in the middle. Going out, walking out. Wind. Feels good. Old wires. Hear the hum. Down below, far, there they are. Now we turn it, now we spin. Small bag than really is. Still needs good balance. Those nerves and that thing, that courage thing, don't fall off. And now I'm out and back. And there's the window.
Good morning, Emily.
Oh.
I didn't hear what you was coming here to. Yes, sit down.
What is it?
Something wet.
What is it?
Don't can't say find it there.
Try. You can find it.
Wet thing, Manny.
Mm-hmm.
On my face and both sides. Yes.
Can you name what they are? You do know what they are.
Tears?
Yes, that's right. Very good. Those are tears. And what does that mean?
Sad?
Yes, that's right. Very good. It means that you are sad.
How does it work? What's inside? What makes it work?
Would you like to
Can I change the channel?
Are you good?
No, no, no. Fine. I mean, when you think about it all and when you think that it could ever have been possible to be another way. Twisting kind of thing, passage. Ways that lead to something. Door somewhere. Probably closed off now. Possibly for good. I mean, forever. What does that mean?
Would you like some candy?
No.
Very
nearly. No. Where was I? Why don't they just leave me when I'm okay? Slipping out of again. Outside now. How did I do that?
Do you like this new place better?
Oh, well, oh, well, yes, not sure.
Nice flowers here. People seem more like me.
And I see it happen once again. Ernie kisses me. Butcher, what thing is it? Arm. Yes, arm. Put her arm around my shoulder. Turns her head away so I can't. Well, it knows what she's doing anyway. May not get much better even though I'm here. No, I know that. I know that. No real need for her to. Then she kisses me again. Walks away. Where am I?
Also unpredictable, you know, but
similar to
it's posts. no fixed boundaries to the victim.
This is the
dog.
And others.
And the rat. The discovery of search for the
I didn't understand why that.
As I see it now, the plane was going backwards. Really, a wind that strong didn't know it could be. Yet the sky was clear, not a cloud, crystal blue. Gorgeous angels could have lived in sky like that. I think the cyclone must have blown in on the Andes from the sea. Yes, no question, this place better. All these people just like me, I guess.
Mrs. Stanton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes, I did. Oh,
good
idea.
Well, now that we're all here on this very lovely afternoon, I thought maybe the
she looks really good.
Yeah. What?
This new lady here can't remember what her name is. Anyhow, what it is, all dressed like this. Very nice. And I just want to extend a good welcome here on behalf of all of us.
Yes. Well, that's very nice, Billy. Very nice. Can any of the rest of you remember this woman's name?
I seen her, I think, when it is yesterday. How's that?
Very good, that's right. You met her for the first time yesterday. Now, can any of you remember her name?
Dolores.
No, not Dolores.
She was a quite sight, you know, just a minute. What here, what where, made a
music?
Yeah, right, good, you're right. She was listening. I caught slides or wooden box down, dipping in top, and the foot was, you know, just like this thing. With the foot, yeah.
Mrs. Wilson, were you inside listening to some music just now?
Well, now I was, yes.
Slow down. Listen to what you're saying.
Well, yes, I was listening to whether it was going in. Good, I think I'd say. Very good. Yes, I liked it very much. It made it very nice inside.
Very good.
Barbara.
Oh, Mrs. Jimmons. You heard the music? Well, good for you. Anyway, I'd like you all to know that this new person in our group is Mrs. Stilson.
Mrs.
Right. Well done, Mr. Brownstein.
Yeah, right. Good guys. Work eating garbage.
That's right. It's working. I told you it would.
Hey, wait. Hold on here. Just remembered.
What's that, Bill?
You've been holding out pay up. Where is it?
Where is what?
Where is for all what I did all that time labor, which you... Don't kid me. I see you grinning back there, ate up. So where is it? Where's the loot?
For the cheesecake.
That's right. You know it for the cheesecake. Whole recipe. Extra special. Pay up.
Billy is a terrific cook.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be not much. Now what they say anyhow. See? Look, laughing. Giggles. Tries to hide it. She knows. Come on. Fork over. Hand it over. Don't be cheap.
What?
Don't be cheap. You know when someone don't pay, you say he's cheap.
Billy, you're not listening.
Okay, not the word, not the right word. What's the word? I'll take any help you can give me.
Cheap.
That's it, that's the word. That's what you are. From now on, I'm going to sell my recipe somewhere else.
Say cheap, Billy.
Cheap. Not right, okay, try again. This is the thing we can, what is it? Let's see, okay. Here we go, chart. Nope, not ready. You know, really, this could take all day.
Well, then the sooner you do it, the sooner we go on to what I've planned.
You've got something planned? You've never got something planned.
I've always got something planned.
Oh, come on, don't give me that. You're just trying to impress this new lady. What's that word again?
Sheep.
Sheep, right. Okay, let's see that. Sheep.
Billy, you just said it.
Did I? Good. Well, then we can go on to something else.
Yeah, right.
Because when you're going to fork over for the cheesecake, I could be a rich man now.
Billy, I never made the cheesecake.
Now, I bet you've gone and sold the recipe to all the stores or whatnot everywhere. Fancy places. Made
Billy,
all right.
Billy, sheep. Say sheep. Yes,
cheap. Cheap.
I was hoping you could pulse here and get with mustard all this out of this. You get it right. Good, I say. Watch it and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, right. That's it, right. Good girl.
What it was, how I heard it, how I said it. Not to say you would think it, but it's not. Sometimes it just goes so fast in and out, all the sounds I know they mean. I know they're, well, like with me helping as they're up there in their best way, knowing how I guess they practice, so I'd say it's good or even better. Helps me get the dark out just by going, you know, slow and thinking slow. Smiling, but it's not easy. Sometimes, how can, well, it's just, I think, these death things. And stuff like sort of maybe better not to listen to anything no more at all, or trying even talking, because that, what's good at, I'm so far away. Well, it's crazy. I don't mean it. I don't think. But still, it's just like clouds that you can't push through. Still, you do it. Still, you try to. I can't hear things. Same as others say them. So the death thing, it comes in. I don't ask it. Just comes in. Plays around in there. I can't get it out of till it's ready, goes out on its own. I guess same for coming. I don't open up the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the room was free.
Amy said could try use her machine. Maybe.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, no, we'll use another room. Sorry.
This arm? Now, essentially, a stroke occurs when there is a stoppage, when blood flow ceases in one part of the brain, and that brain can no longer get oxygen and subsequently dies. Okay? Now, depending on which part of the brain is affected by the stroke, you'll see differences in symptoms. Now, what you have is a left cerebral infarction. Oh, by the way, you're doing much, much better. We were very worried when you first arrived. Essentially, a stroke occurs when there is a stoppage, when blood flow ceases in one part of the brain, and that brain can no longer...
Memory.
Yeah. Come on. Anything. Come on, there are lots of things I bet you can talk about. You've been going out a lot lately, with your son, with your niece. What about Rhinebeck?
On Saturday. On Sunday, my son. On Saturday, my son took me to see them out at Rhinebeck.
See what?
what I used to fly in.
Can you think of the word?
What word?
Or what you used to fly in?
Planes.
Very good.
Old planes.
Yes, very, very good.
I sat inside one of them. He said it was like the kind I used to fly in and walk out on wings in. I couldn't believe I could have ever done this. But he said I did. I had. He was very tall. But my head was really hurting bad. And I was, I guess, up here, you know. Mm-hmm. Both. Mm-hmm. I've been
crying.
Yeah. And then, all at once, it remembered everything. But now it doesn't.
Are you warm enough?
Oh, yes. This is winter, isn't it?
Yes.
That was just a guess, you know.
Well, it was a good one. Keep it up. Do you know what this is called?
What?
That's falling from the sky.
Where do you get names from?
What? From in here, same as you.
Do you know how you do it?
No.
Then how am I supposed to learn?
I don't really know.
Look, you see, if I put this stuff in my hand, then I know its name.
What's its name?
Snow. It's really nuts, isn't it?
It's peculiar.
A strange thing happened to me, I think, last night.
Can you remember it?
Perfectly.
Ah.
I think it may have been, you know, when you sleep.
A dream?
Yes, one of those, but I'm not sure that it was that. Is it all right if I eat this?
Yes. We used to make a ball of it, then pour maple syrup over it. Did you ever do that?
I don't know. No, I remember. I did. Who was the man yesterday?
What man?
In our group. He seemed all right.
Oh, that was last week.
I thought he was all right. I thought he was like Dr. Martini.
Yes, I know.
And you asked him where his hand was. And I thought, why is Amy joking?
And he knew. He raised his hand.
Yes, that's right. He knew. So I guess we all thought you were joking. Then you asked him
where his elbow was.
Yes. And he pointed
to the corner
That was very scary.
Yes. Yes, it was. What happened to you last night?
Oh, yes, well, this person came into my room. I couldn't know if it was a man or woman, or young or old. I was in my bed, and it came. Didn't seem to have to walk. It came over to my bed, and then it smiled where I was. And then it said, "Emily, we're glad you changed your mind." And then it turned and left.
Was it a doctor? One of the staff?
No, it wasn't.
How do you know?
I just know. Then I left my body.
What?
I was on the... What's the name over me?
Ceiling?
Yes. I was floating like a...
Cloud? Bird?
Yes. Up there at the... ceiling, and I looked down, and I was still there in the bed. Wasn't even scared, which you'd think I would be. And I thought, wow, this is the life, isn't it?
It comes now without my asking. Aim is still beside me, but I'm somewhere else. I'm not scared. It's taken me and it's clear again. Something is about to happen. I am in a plane, a Curtis Jenny, and it's night. Winter. Snow is falling. Images without words. Feel the tremble of the wings. How I used to walk out on them. Could I really have done? Yes. What I'd do, I'd strap myself with a tether to the stays. Couldn't see the tether from below then. Out I'd climb. Ah, my. But it was wonderful. I could feel the wind. Shut my eyes. All alone. Feel the swine. But this is in another time. Where I've been to. It's night. No one else is in the plane. Is it remembering? No. No, I'm simply there again. And I'm lost. I am lost. Completely lost. Have to get to somewhere. Omaha, I think. The radio is out, or rather for some reason picks up only Bucharest. Clouds are all around. No stars, only snow. Don't possess a clue to where I am. Flying blind, soon to be out of gas. And then the clouds open up a crack, a peak. And lights appear below, faint, a hint, like torches. Down I drop, heart pounding with relief, with joy, hoping for a landing place. I'll take anything, a field, a street, and down I go. no place to land. It's a town, but the smallest. One tiny street is all, three street lamps, no one on the street, all deserted, just the street, and some faint light in the middle of darkness. Still down I go. Maybe I can find a name on a railroad station, find out where I am, but I see nothing I can read, so I begin to circle, though I know I'm wasting precious fuel and I'll crash if I keep this up. But somehow I just can't tear myself away, though I know I should pull back on the stick, get the nose up, head north into darkness. Omaha must be north, but no. I keep circling this one small silly street in this one small town. I'm scared to leave it, that's what. As if I guess once away from it, I'll be inside something empty, black and endless. So I keep circling. Madness. But I love it, what I see below. And I just can't give it up. It's that simple. Just can't bring myself to give it up. Then I know I have to. It's a luxury I can't afford. The fuel is running low, almost gone, maybe too late anyway, so I pull the nose up, kick the rudder bank, and head out into darkness, all in terror. God, but it takes effort. Just don't want to do it. But I do. Actually, odd thing, once I did. I broke free. Got into the dark. Found I wasn't even scared. Or was I? Not remember. Wonder where that town was. Got to Omaha, all right. Was it Omaha? Yes, I think so. Yes. Topeka, that was it. God, but it was wonderful. Awful scary sometimes, so.
Emily, are you all right?
There's been sort of rumble, jumps and jumps. Out goes inside, up and takes it. Gives it. Okay. Thank you. Touch her for me, would you? Oh, my. Yes, and here it goes then. Out there. On the wings. Thank you.
Wings by Arthur Kopit. Mildred Dunnock was heard as Mrs. Stilson and Cara Duff McCormick as Amy. Others in the cast were Richard Ramos, Zoanne Leroy, Peter Getz, Marianne LePay, and Michael Laskin. Original music for Wings was composed by Herb Pilhofer. The play was directed by John Madden with technical realization by Tom Bagley. For Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.